A Thread of Light by Nima Shah. Read by Maya Saroya. For Mum and Dad. Go, passers-by, and do if you can as he did. A man's part in defence of liberty. Epitaph on the gravestone of IAF squadron leader Karun Krishna Majumdar, 1923-1945, who flew reconnaissance during the Normandy landings. Part 1. 1941. Chapter 1. Ruby. First thing she did was check for bodies. Crawling through what used to be the front hallway, a carpet of debris crunching beneath her palms. A faint drip-drip of liquid somewhere.
Hello? Is anyone in here?
Ruby edged her way further along. Warden's helmet slipped off her head, strap catching on her neck. No answer. Drip, drip. Along here, the hallway was still intact, leading to a kitchen. A brass lamp lay on the wooden floor, chain handle askew, as though it had already surrendered to the enemy. Her torchlight flitted around the shell of the house as she looked for signs of life. Ruby stood up, the orb of light cutting through the dark. Above, there was a large break in the hallway ceiling, revealing the night sky. Or at least, she thought it was sky. Maybe the black smoke from one of the neighbouring buildings? They'd all seen the oil bomb fall outside, the way it had turned and twisted in the air, wailing in deathly agony.
Can you hear me, Major Richardson?
Smoke snagged at her throat.
Mrs. Richardson, it's Miss Thacker here.
She felt her way along the hallway, then stood up as she reached the kitchen, edging carefully in case there was a hand or foot hidden among the rubble. When had thoughts like this started coming into her head so easily? The Richardsons rarely went to shelter at King's Cross Station. Maybe they were in the basement. Ruby tried the back door in the kitchen. Jammed. She shoved harder this time. Some plaster from above came crumbling down, but the door gave way. She fought the urge to move faster because she knew better. Had to be careful, in case the house fell down around you. Outside and down the steps to the basement. Ruby opened the door and something soft yielded under her foot. Please, not a limb. She looked down. It was an empty pair of leather shoes. They were laid out neat and snug, side by side, like a courting couple sitting on a bench. Trust the rich to have shelter shoes. No one was here, though. Just a folded blanket, a spring bed, the mouldy smell of old brick. They must be at the tube station after all, thank God. Although, of course, Mrs. Richardson wouldn't have liked that, breathing in the recycled air of strangers. Ruby had exchanged civilities with Major Richardson on her rounds. He at least tried to spread a fine layer of politeness onto his thick slice of snobbery. Mrs. Richardson, on the other hand, was all terps and vinegar. A scrawny thing she was, with a face like a wrung-out cloth. Ruby hurried back inside, ignoring the sting in her finger. She must have cut it when she was crawling. The staircase was still intact, save for a gap on one of the steps where the wood had fallen away. She edged her way up, torchlight scouring the gloom. Standing on the first floor landing, she moved the light across the ornate painting on the wall. Maybe it was all right, she thought. The Richardsons wouldn't have taken their chances and stayed upstairs during a bombing raid. No, if they weren't in the basement, then they were likely safe elsewhere. Perhaps Major Richardson was even secretly enjoying the bawdy songs in the shelter. Once more for luck.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Outside, Ruby could hear people shouting, trying to put the fires out down the street. But here in the gloom it was quiet, as though the bomb had blasted away the noise. All clear.